Good morning, everyone. Time to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, the Country Butcher in Dawson, and Madison Bottling Company. Now the Coach's Show with Dick Newman and Paul Ramo.
Good morning and welcome to the Lackawanna Valley Coach's Show. Dick Newman bringing you the report again this morning. Paul Ramo at his usual position, and with the power outage, Paul's having trouble getting everything going, but so far so good. He got the phone working and the computer working. Now he's going in the production room and fix that up. So we'll be fine with the Coach's Show today, but kind of a nasty night last night. I was over to Dawson for the banquet for the wrestling team, and I think I came home, but I left there about 8 o'clock. I got home about 9. I was only going 15 miles an hour.
Oh, wow.
It was pretty hectic, but today it's going to thaw out and be fine. So we're going to talk boys basketball with Joel Voorhees. And Joel, your season is over. I know you probably don't like that right now because you had a tough season, but the kids really improved throughout the season, and they peaked at the right time, except they got eliminated by Prinsburg, and you're not the only team that's going to happen to. So let's talk about your season, Joel.
Yeah, it was a fun year. A lot of growth, a lot of building experience for the guys returning. The team, as well as I, learned a bunch this year, and we're determined to get better and come back stronger, build this program up.
Yeah, that's right. And you had good numbers, and like you said, pretty inexperienced at the beginning, but now they improved quite a bit. Unfortunately, you're going to lose some seniors, but
I'm going to lose some seniors, yeah. But the returning guys, they're going to know the speed to the game now. They're going to slow down a little bit in their minds and make the right decisions. It was a year of growth under our belts.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. The biggest factor was the turnover thing, and that only can improve now.
Right. Yep. Now I think that starts to find its way out, and we might make those right decisions out there.
Sure. So go ahead and wrap up your season.
Okay, well, leading the scoring for us this year was Tanner Tilbury, averaging 11 points a game. Right behind him was Nolan Smith with 8 points a game. And after him, we had a freshman, Griffin Kranz, averaging 7.5 points a game. And then Grant Bierke, 5.3. And Thomas Emmis, 4.4, and Gavin Tasto, 4.8, and Aaron Bond, 2.6, and Caden Sender, 2.7, and Elias Alonzo, 1.9, and Tanner Callis, 1.2, and Tucker Lyons, 1.4, and Jackson Fernalls, 1.8. So there's going to be a lot of growth in here. It was good to see that we had a sophomore lead us in scoring and a senior right behind him, and they kind of led the categories throughout the book here. Assists, that was led by Tanner Tilbury again with 56, but right behind him was Nolan Smith with 45. And Grant Bierke chipped in with 38, and Thomas Emmis had 32. Griffin Kranz had 25, and Aaron Bond had 18. Looking to our steals, Tanner Tilbury led us in that area again with 39, but right behind him was Nolan Smith with 35. And then a couple right at the same spot, Grant Bierke, 28, Thomas Emmis, 26, Griffin Kranz, 23, Aaron Bond, 14. And then when we get to the rebounding, Tanner Tilbury had 217. Nolan Smith, 131. So averaging 7.5 was Tilbury and 4.5 was Smith. And then after that, it got pretty scarce, but that's an area that we need to improve on for next year. Just overall rebounding in general. To lead us in blocks was Tilbury again. Right behind him was Smith. Tilbury had 22, Smith had 19, and then we had two with 12 apiece, Elias Alonzo and Gavin Tasto. So this off season, I see us changing because a lot of our guys want to get into the gym. A lot of guys want to do personal workouts or get into the weight room and increase their verticals, increase their speed, increase their strength. So that's why I like the off season, because you can see the growth going into the next season.
Yeah, and then also compete in a spring sport if they can.
Yes, I think everyone on our basketball team is in a spring sport.
Okay.
Amos in volleyball, Bierke, and I think he duels up in golf and baseball, Stender in golf, Moan in baseball, Tilbury baseball, Smith baseball, Callis track, Iowanis, and Sepinon volleyball, Lines baseball, Art golf, Elias Alonzo volleyball, Crans, golf, Bond golf, Young baseball, Fernalls baseball. So yeah, everybody on the list here is in a spring sport, and that's gonna help propel them too into next season.
Right. So maybe
I do want to thank all the guys for the passion and dedication and love for the basketball game that I share with them, and it's just going to grow. And I want to thank all the coaches: John Redepenning, Bentley Blake, our junior high, Braden Kittleson, and Brian Moan for all the efforts that they put in this year.
Yeah, and we'll try to contact them in the next week or so and interview them and have them talk about their season. And I know win-loss is not really a strong factor at that level, but they had pretty successful seasons.
Yeah, I think all of them, I think, was over 500.
Okay. Right down the line from B squad, C squad, and junior high.
Yes.
Yeah. Good.
Yep.
Good.
And with the varsity, it was never our effort. It was more of the inexperience and just getting to know the speed, getting to know different basketball moves and IQs out there. So it was never the effort, and it's just going to grow now with the younger guys.
Right. So maybe talk about your seniors. They put the uniform on, the high school uniform on for the last time, but they led the way, though, for you.
Yep. I've been telling the younger ones that we're going to miss out on Nolan Smith a lot next year. He could cover all five positions, make threes. He could get down in the post and bang around and get some easy chip points down there. But his length, his speed, it's going to be hard to replace. And then along with Tanner Callis, the energy that he brings at every practice. I know some guys got a little annoyed with it, but he was trying to simulate a game, how pesky someone's going to be guarding you, and you might not get all these calls. So play like we do in a game, play like we are in practice into a game, simulate it. So we're going to miss out on all that energy that he brings. Same with the leadership of Elias Alonzo, putting in all the hard work with all the big men, showing them their moves or his moves, and seeing if he can help in any way to improve the younger ones. And our last senior, Caden Stender, I think he has the most passion for basketball out of all of them. He's always talking to me about somebody in the NBA or a college game or even a high school game. He just always has his nose into something basketball. Okay. And it's gonna be missed out big time not having those guys on the team next year.
Yeah. Well,
but we look forward to sure. next year, stronger, faster, improving our basketball skills, increasing our basketball IQs. The guys are excited, and I think this March Madness time, this getting to go to Super Saturday, I think that just got that taste in their mouth that, hey, we want this. We want this more and more. We want to put the work in, but we want to be successful in this.
Yeah. Well, basically, with your first year, it was all new at the head coach level, but unfortunately, the north half of the section was really strong this year.
Oh, tough. Yep. Yeah. And that helps progress our game, too. We're going to be one of those teams that are going to be tough down the line here. But, yeah, playing against that competition, it's not easy to go on afterwards.
Right. So, well, you talked about the seniors, but maybe talk a little more about the returning people.
Okay. Tanner Tilbury will be a big key returning next year. Gavin Tasto, Carter Moan, Thomas Emmis. We've got a couple young freshmen, Griffin Kranz, Aaron Bond. I got some pesky guards, Max Young and Noah Arndt. And Jason Iwanis and Sam Sepinon give us some nice firepower from outside. I just got a nice bunch of guys that are going to give me more and more. I forgot about Angel Alonzo. He keeps on putting his nose in the weight room, getting stronger, getting better touch on the basketball. Fernholz is a kid that is always going to put his best effort in no matter what, and he showed us great things on B-Squad and then some small things on varsity when he had a chance, but he's only going to get stronger.
Right.
He keeps on growing every time I see him.
Yeah.
But, yeah, nice squad that's going to return back. And a lot of the younger guys coming up, Tyson Ansbach, Hudson Kahn, Easton Fernholz, Martin Emmis, they're gonna be some good ball players coming down the line.
Okay. So, anything else?
I just want to thank everybody's support this year. I know it wasn't the year that anybody wanted, but it's a year in our belt, and I had a lot of fun, and I know at times the team was having fun. Like, it gets frustrating when we weren't winning as many games, but I know that it was never the effort, and that's only going to get better next year,
right,
having this experience with us. So I know a 4-24 overall record, 3-13 conference record, but this is going to start to sway the other way for us. I had a lot of them in AAU basketball this summer, but we're going to try to do a lot of team and individual workouts that help us get further down the line next year.
Good, good. And I always tell the coaches that remember the first day of practice and then the last day of practice or the last game. If you see improvement, then the kids and yourselves have done their job.
Yep, that's true. Yep, and sometimes it's hard to see that, but I like the way you put that first day of practice and last, and yeah, there was improvement.
Good, good.
There was growth. There was continuity.
Okay, good. You got a banquet coming up?
We have a banquet coming up, but we don't have an official date. We were going to throw it on Thursday, but we forgot that the section finals is Thursday, and so a lot of us are going to want to attend that.
Right.
I think I might reach back out to Chad Kranz and see if we can switch it to Friday and get what we can get, but hats off to Chad for allowing us to have it at the happy hour, and always a good time meeting up with the guys and having our postseason awards and
okay.
talking about the year to come and how our year went.
Right, right. Well, certainly let the fall know here at the radio station. We can advertise that banquet, and the word of mouth from your team to their parents and their friends will let everybody know when that thing is. And it's always fun to wrap up the season and get together and have a meal and talk things over. So, yeah.
Yep. We look forward to it.
Okay. Well, thanks for the report every Saturday morning, oftentimes live like this. Or if you're busy on a weekend, get you taped during the week. So
yeah, that was something new for me this year. I did a couple radio shows last year, but with it being consistently on Saturdays, that's something that I think I'll improve for as I get into next season.
Oh yeah, you did a good job all year long, and it's you know, at first everybody's a little nervous, but all we're doing is having conversation, but we're having a lot of people listening to our conversation as well, so.
Right, so that's where I think my nervousness came out the first couple times.
Yeah, but, yeah, you're a pro at it now, so.
I think I got a ways to go before a professional. Thank you.
Yeah, and like I said, we'll get a hold of your assistant coaches and junior high coaches in the next week or so, get interviews with them as well. So we'll wrap up their season as well.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, that's Joe Voorhees on boys basketball. When we return, the wrestling banquet was last night, and we'll be talking with Hank Ireland on the season for United Wrestling after this.
Sparkling ice water. Goodbye, plain. Hello, plain awesome. Sparkling ice is a fizzy, flavorful, and not bland beverage without all the calories. They're one of the biggest brands in the sparkling water category. If you're looking to put a little sparkle in your step, look no further than the delicious lineup of waters. Sparkling ice, distributed by Madison Bottling Company, serving the local area for more than 100 years.
Time to shop the Country Butcher in downtown Dawson. They are now selling organic eggs. That's right, at the Country Butcher. They also have choice ribeye steaks, $20 a pound. And just a reminder, the Country Butcher slaughters on Mondays. They're open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5:30, Saturday 9 to 1, and Sunday by appointment. The Country Butcher, they are located on Main Street, Dawson.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, right downtown Dawson, Minnesota, is your one-stop shopping headquarters for graphic art design, embroidery, screen printing, and specialty advertising products. They specialize in corporate, team, and school clothing, hats, jackets, t-shirts, sweats, advertising specialties for any occasion like family reunions, summer camps, and more. Awards and sporting goods. At Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, they offer personalized stock or custom graphic designs to fit any job you may need. Give them a call at 320-769-2317 for information. Or look them up on the web at www.jimsclothing.com.
Paul Ramo here for U92 Sports. Join me Saturday for two championship boys basketball games at 12:30, Section 3AA North Championship. The Montevideo Thunderhawks taking on Jackson County Central. 6 o'clock, it's the Section 3A North Championship, Central Minnesota Christian and Wabasso. Both games at the RU facility in Marshall. Tune in, 12:30 and 6 o'clock Saturday.
Taking a look at a couple of things happening today. An open house 90th birthday party celebrating Roger Willis will be at the Murrieta Community Center from 3 until 5 p.m. this afternoon. Porter American Legion is hosting their stew feed at the Cut Loose Tavern in Porter today. Starts at 4 o'clock. They'll serve till it's gone. cost to eat there just a $10 donation, so come on over.
Big open house and vendor fair at the Canby Sportsman's Club, the all-new Sportsman's Club, is going on today, and everybody's invited to come on in. That'll be going on from noon until 8 o'clock this evening.
Looking for something fun to do this Saturday, March 7th? Head to the Canby Sportsman's Club open house and vendor fair from noon to 8 p.m. at the new Canby Sportsman's Club Activity Center, right behind the racetrack. Enjoy a full day of local vendors, handmade crafts, unique gifts, great food, and plenty of community fun. Admission is free. Plus, the Canby Sportsman Club will be on hand to answer questions about their new building. Don't miss it this Saturday, March 7th at the Canby Sportsman's Club Activity Center Open House.
Welcome back to the Culture Show. We're going to turn our attention to wrestling. We're going to talk about the three entrants, of course, through the newspapers and that. You know how they did, but gosh, all three of them ended on the podium. That's great. And then the banquet was last night. We're going to talk about the banquet. And Hank, you're going to wrap up the season two for wrestling for another year. So let's first off talk about the three state entries.
Yeah, they, like you said, they wrestled amazing. It was great to bring home three medals, and they keep the team scoring too. And we end up, I think, eighth place, I think, in the team side of only bringing three wrestlers. So that's pretty impressive to do that throughout the whole state.
Yes.
Yeah, but Eli Olson at 114, he was a section champ. His first match was last Thursday. They kind of had one match, then two on Friday, and then the rest on Saturday. His first match, he ended up getting a pinfall in the second period. It was great to see him get off to a good start. Then his quarterfinal match was against the Kitty Lotto last year to place. So they lost in overtime. And he ended up winning 6-4. I think the score, he was up 6-1 late in the match, and then he kind of gave up a takedown just to, not to go to his back. So he definitely dominated the whole match. So awesome to see him put himself into the semifinals, and when you're in the semis, you're guaranteed a place. It's just how high are you going to place from there. So that was good to see him place for the first time. Then in his semifinal match, it was against the kid he lost to earlier in this season from Howard Lake, and he kind of just dominated it. He went out there, took him down a bunch of times, ended up winning 14-3. So that was awesome to see Eli make it to the state finals. And then in the finals, he had a tough matchup and ended up losing 17-1 to take second place in the state. So awesome way for Eli to end his career and everything with a second place finish in the state. I think he ends up with 149 career wins for Eli.
That's great. And he would have had a lot more wins, but when he was in 7th and 8th grade, he wasn't big enough to wrestle varsity. You have to weigh at least 90 pounds, and he was under that, so, yeah.
Yeah, it was nice to have him down low, because you know you got that good start with him down low.
For sure.
Then at 145, Ben Gunlickson, his first match, he got a pinfall in 3 minutes and 51 seconds. And then to get him into the semis, his quarterfinal match, he won 10-2 over a St. Peter wrestler, and then in the semis, he got off to an early lead, but ended up getting turned a few times, ended up losing in the semis, dropping down to the wrestleback round on Saturday. And then his two wrestleback matches, he just dominated. He got a pin in a minute 40, and for third place, he got a pin in a minute 10. So on Saturday, he had two matches and didn't even wrestle 3 minutes, just dominated both those matches to take third place in the state.
That's great. Yeah. And
he finishes his career with 193 career wins. Wow. So that was a three-time placer, a third his freshman year, fourth his junior year, and then third senior year to win his last match. Very impressive resume for Ben.
Wow. Yeah, and it was so fun to watch him over the years along with his brother, and his brother was one victory away from 200, so the two brothers had almost 400 career wins for Team United.
Yeah, that's crazy to think about. That's just, you take for granted, like, watching Ben wrestle, how Like, as coaches, we all bend out there. Okay, don't need to worry about much. He's going to go and do his job and get his win and get his spin probably, and we can kind of try to figure out who we're going to put out next after Ben. But, yeah, he's had an amazing career, amazing kid, that is.
Yes.
Then at 160, we had Cameron Saffler. He had a tough draw right away. He got the Super Bowl first round. He ended up losing that one, but then he battled his way all the way back through the wrestle back. He won by a 10-3 decision and then a 4-1 decision. Then he got a pinfall over the kid that he lost to last year in the blood rounds. Then he got another pinfall to put himself in the third place match. So to come back and rattle off 4 wins in a row to get on the podium is pretty impressive by Cam. And then he ended up losing his third place match 7-2. But just a great way to end his career as well. He, during the tournament, he passed Ryan Swenson for the most all-time wins by a United wrestler. Ryan had 209, and Cam ended up getting 212. So not only to see him get on the podium for the first time, but also to see him break the record. I know he had some goals at the beginning of the year to place and to break the all-time wins record, and he did them both on the same day. So that was very fun to watch, and like you said, another amazing career by Cam. That's just been, ever since seventh grade, he's been out there just battling and wrestling hard, and he's been a staple for this team for many years.
Yes, it's for sure. Boy, those three seniors really racked up the wins and were great leaders for you.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
and then we had our banquet last night, like you said, and our coaching staff for this year was I had Ken Sather as an assistant, Luke Boffin as assistant, and then Mike Coyle and Jake Boffin. They kind of led up the ninth grade league, junior high guys.
Right.
And the ninth grade league, they ended up their year. They were team qualifiers for the team side, and they went 1-2 down at the state. So they had a great year, that seventh, eighth, and ninth graders. And then the individual side for the ninth grade league, Griffin Johnson was a qualifier, and he ended up getting second in the state. And for ninth grade league, there's no classes. It's all, every team's in the same class, so that's kind of impressive to get to state and then to place in state for Griffin. So good job to Griffin. Then I can talk about our managers this year. We had Taya McKinney. She's a senior. She did a lot of our social media. I'm sure if you follow us on Facebook, you see a lot of posts from her, and she does a great job of doing all that. I know she puts in a lot of hours outside of wrestling on to put up that social media stuff. But then Brooklyn Peterson, she was also a senior. She did a great job of keeping the stats and making sure everything was online, so I didn't have to go back and look at it. And Taya Wilsey also did a great job of that, too. Then our team was academic all-state. You take your top 10 guys' GPA, and if you're above 3.5, you get the gold standard, and that is exactly what Team United got. I think we've gotten it about 6-7 years in a row, so it shows that the kids work their tails off on the mat and off the mat in the classrooms, too, so that's awesome to see. Then this year, we had a whole bunch of milestones. Brian Rohde got his 60th career win. Gavin Mortensen got his 75th career win. Holland Shocker got his 100th. Eli Olson got 125. Ben Dunlinson and Cam Sather both got to 175. And then Cameron was able to get to 200 career wins. And on the dual side of the team, we ended up being 17-9 on the year. Tremendous year considering we dealt with injuries and illnesses all throughout the year and all throughout the lineup. I think if you start looking at who was injured and who missed a week being sick, I think you're better off looking at who didn't miss time being hurt or being sick. It was just one thing after another, and nothing you can do about that. Injuries happen. That's a part of it. But I was proud of the way the kids stepped up and, you know, didn't quit when they saw that their teammate was injured and the next guy up mentality, and stepped up and had a great year being 17-9 and making the final four for the team. That was a exciting duel we had in the section quarterfinals to get to the final four. When you look at some of the individual tournament side, we won the Grant County invite. We were 7th in the Riot, and we got 5th in the Fargo Rumble. That's the best we've ever placed. There's like 70-some teams there. We had 5 placers. That was an amazing tournament. West Central All-Conference wrestlers for Team United. We had nine of them, I believe. Cam Sather was All-Conference, Eli Olson, Gavin Mortensen, Brian Rohde was All-Conference, Holland Shocker, Braden Jaden, Ben Gummickson, Gabe Lowry, and Aiden Olson. Those guys were all All-Conference. So that was awesome to see those guys get that achievement. Then, like we said, at sections, we had two champions, Eli Olson and Ben Gummickson. Cam Sather was runner-up and also a state entrant. Brian Rohde was third in the section. And Holland Shocker, both Brian and Rohde, and Holland won their last match. Holland taking fifth. Gavin Mortensen taking fourth in the section, and Griffin Johnson taking sixth. And yeah, then at the state tournament, like we just said, we had three placers, and that gives them all state honors as well. Eli taking second, Ben third, and Cameron fourth. Then our captains this year, we had Ben Gummickson, Cameron Sather, Holland Shocker, Eli Olson, Gabe Lowry, Brian Rohde, and then we had junior Gavin Mortensen, who's also a captain for us. And we were pretty lucky as coaches to have such great captains and leaders that we didn't need to worry about whether the kids will be warmed up, whether they'll be doing the right things pre-match or pre-duel or before practice. It's kind of made our job a whole lot easier having that great group of leaders there to set the standard, set the tone, get everyone ready to where they need to be before matches and stuff. So, like I said, that was awesome to see. It was a great year for those guys being our captains. And then our letter winners this year, we had for freshmen, we had Griffin Johnson, Trent Boffin, Matthew Boffin, Colin Rosendahl, Ivor Heinrich, Lincoln Sancher, and Caden Endelson. For sophomores, we had Aiden Olson, Josh Kranz, and Adrian Stecht. Juniors, we had Bentley Boffin, Gavin Mortensen, Braden Jaden, Alex Perez, and Kevin Izaguirre. Our managers were Taya McKinney, Brooklyn Peterson, and Thea Wilsey. Our senior letter winners were Ben Gummickson, Brian Rohde, Cameron Sather, Holland Shocker, Eli Olson, Gabe Lauer, and Christian Nornberg. Then new this year, we had a few girls that were out for wrestling. We had Naya Woody, Emily Rennie-Penning, and Hannah Shanson. Those three lettered in the girls' wrestling side of it. So that was something new for us, and I know that sport keeps growing and growing on the girls' side. But yeah, like you said, our seniors, I'll name them again here, Ben Gummickson, Brian Rohde, Cameron Sather, Holland Shocker, Eli Olson, Gabe Lowry, and Christian Nornberg. We added up all their total wins, and as a class, we're going to graduate 783 career wins. That is a,
wow.
That is a lot of wins to try to replace for next year, and those guys had amazing careers, each and every single one of them.
Yes, for sure. And to miss eight like that, you're really going to miss not only their ability, but their leadership and everything else. But as you mentioned earlier, like the ninth grade league had a good year, they're going to have to step up and be in that varsity next year as well.
Yep, we just hope they take the step to the next level. And like as great as these guys were, these guys, this group of seniors, they weren't where they are right now in ninth grade. You know, they took the steps, they improved every year, and improved not only on the mat, but also as leaders off the mat and on the mat as well. So just keep, trust yourself and keep taking it one step at a time, hopefully one year at a time, and keep growing and getting better.
Okay. Any special awards just given out last night?
No, we just gave out the All-Conference and the All-State Awards and recognized the academic team, and then there'll be individual academic awards coming out in about April.
Okay.
For seniors and juniors.
Yeah, and you'll get some there as well. So.
Yep, for sure. Just want to thank you guys for broadcasting us. You guys were at a good handful of our matches, you and Danny Lee. And you guys helped support us quite a bit. I'll thank you guys and thank our mat club and our ADs and all the principals and the custodian staff, and especially our youth coaches, all the youth coaches. We got a great handful of youth coaches that are pretty dedicated to this team, and it's nice to see that. Hopefully keep that rolling and they got another month or so left of their season, so best of luck to them as they go in the NYWAs and stuff.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was a great year, and I'm looking forward to setting up some off-season stuff and getting ready for next year.
Mm, that's right. also want to thank you as well as finding time to be on the Culture Show. Most of the time we have to tape it during the week because you're so busy on the weekends and that, and you've done a great job of talking about your team and giving credit to where credit is due and doing a great job there, Hank.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
So, anything else?
Well, that should be it. Thanks to all the parents, too.
That's for sure. Can't do it without them. So, yeah. Well, with that, we'll take a break and come back with more of the Culture Show.
It's the Jim Roth Farm Retirement Auction, Saturday, March 21st. Sales starts at 10:30. Online bidding starts at 11:15. Lunch and restrooms available. On the auction, tractors, construction equipment, trucks and cars, harvest and general farm equipment, hay equipment, planting equipment, tillage equipment, plows, diggers, and discs, and many miscellaneous items. Sale location, 1323 345th Street, Boyd, Minnesota. Located 2 miles west of Boyd on County Road 2, then a half mile north on 345th Avenue on the left. Follow the Legacy Auction signs. That's the Jim Roth Farm Retirement Auction, Saturday, March 21st.
Monica, Easter's coming up.
It sure is, Paul Ramo. Whether you're getting ready for Easter or a vacation or a staycation, Monica has it all. Whether you're looking for a cute dress for Easter, whether you're looking for a cute travel outfit, or a cozy jog suit to stay warm in, Monica's has it all. From shoes to boots to skirts to dresses to pants to jackets to jeans, you name it, I got it. Shop Monica's in Awesome Dawson, Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 10 to 5, or by appointment. Like me on Facebook and enjoy a dark chocolate sea salt caramel when you arrive.
Hey, Cadence, do you know what's happening on Tuesday, March 10th?
Now what, Vanessa? Please tell me.
It's the Hawaiian Beach Party.
Hawaiian Beach Party? What is that?
It's a fun family event at the Lakapala High School on Tuesday, March 10th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. There will be booths from local organizations, crafts and games, and kids' activities, and Kevin the Balloon Guy will be there this year. And that's not all. The pool will be open, so bring your swimsuit and towel.
That sounds like so much fun. How much does it cost to get in?
It's totally free, but we ask that you bring a canned food item to donate to our local food shelf.
What else will be there?
Well, you better come hungry. Our acid builders and strengthening the family will be serving loaded nachos, chips and cheese, and hot dog meals.
Sounds like a blast. I can't wait.
We hope you can join us for the Hawaiian Beach Party on Tuesday, March 10th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the La Caparal Valley High School.
Watch Prairie Sportsman airing Sunday nights at 7:30 on Pioneer Public Television. Join host Brett Amundson and adventure into the world of outdoor sports and the science of natural resource restoration. Top it off with a toast to local artists, cooks, and brewers. That's Prairie Sportsman Sunday nights, 7:30 on Pioneer PBS.
Back here at the station to close out another Culture Show. We'll get some of the B-Squad and junior high coaches on next week and then possibly even start some of the spring sports with, golf and track are starting on Monday.
Softball,
yeah. And if you're going to go off for one of those sports and haven't had a physical, better make an appointment and get it and... I think all this snow and stuff will be gone by Monday, so we hope so anyway. Well, I'll close out the show with three Dick Newman Sick Jokes of the Week. What's the best way to make an oak tree laugh? Well, you certainly would tell an acorny joke. And How do you get an astronaut's baby to sleep? You rock it to sleep. What's the best time of the year to play on a trampoline? Springtime. Well, thanks for listening. Tune in again next Saturday morning. And just remember, you don't have to play a sport to be one.
Great music from Madison, Canby, and Ortonville on Q92, 92.1 FM.